with us. And Senator, thank you for doing that. Welcome.
Bill, good afternoon.
Well, I have to ask, I saw it developing Friday and my heart sank, but what is your opinion of the Nelson-Collins compromise on this bill?
Well, it makes one wish that we had just taken the House proposal that came over. It would have saved us money.
Really? How so?
You know, Bill, this is not a compromise. This is a little bit of window dressing, most of which will be put back in. We started with a little over $800 billion when it came over from the House. The Senate ran it up to 9 and some change. Now it's gone down to 827. By the time it gets to conference on Tuesday night and Wednesday, probably creep back up close to 900. We'll see what Susan Collins does then. She says, you know, if it goes back up, she'll vote against it. You know, unfortunately, this administration's going on the hard press. The president's almost apoplectic to sign this by Friday. I'm not sure what's so special about that, other than the president's week is next week. We're sacrificing doing the right thing for speed, and there's nothing that in Washington where you accomplish something good quickly.
Well, and that's what I'm hearing from not only the politicians, but also the media. Well, we don't know if this is going to work, but we need to do something fast, and we need to do something. That's what I keep hearing, but they never can be articulate about it, specifically what we need to do. Why are they pressing to get this through? Is it because public opinion is changing?
Well, Bill, when you look at this vehicle that they created, something called a stimulus, something that the American people and every member of Congress says, yeah, we need to do something. Then the greed of Washington kicks in, and all of a sudden you've got all this other spending. We're social engineering the United States in this bill to some degree, doing things that haven't passed the test in an appropriations period. In the last 12 years, they couldn't get it appropriated, so they're sticking it in this because they know this is a vehicle that's going to go, and they're willing to see what sticks. And unfortunately, the majority is a willing participant in a little bit of stimulus and a lot of pork.
Do you find it, I guess I'm surprised. I'm a little surprised by President Obama, how quickly he got off the hope thing and into the fear thing, from crisis, catastrophe, Armageddon, and all these words that are being thrown out there. It's not very responsible, is it?
Well, considering that a large part of our problem today is consumer confidence, we still have about 92% of the American people employed. Only 7.5% unemployed. Most people, 90-some percent, are still making their house payments. They're not in foreclosure. Their job is pretty secure. The only thing that puts their job in jeopardy is if this economic downturn is prolonged. So the way to turn it around is to make sure companies and individuals in this country become consumers again. Well, when the president goes out and says catastrophic, that forces people to go home and say, I'm not going to buy anything. The sky may fall tomorrow.
Right.
So, unfortunately, the president's own words are putting us in a more vulnerable situation. And I think giving the American people a sense that things really, really are bad. Now, I've come on your show and I've said, this is a tough thing we're in. This is going to take a while to work out of. Business is not going to be usual for, you know, months. But the reality is that we can begin to turn this around and people can begin to feel the effects of a change in the economy. But it's not going to be because government spends money. It's because the American people are engaged in the process of being consumers.